Welcome, everyone. This is the greatest season of your life. Scripture says, this is the day God made, and I always think about it as it didn't just show up, it didn't just roll around. God created and formed it. The laws of God, the seemingly invisible laws of God made today, and we call today blessed. You're blessed of God today. Today you're going to have a greater understanding of great faith. Just like Jesus said to the Canaanite woman, great is your faith. Why? Because she learned how to employ her faith to see great things happen without all the struggle and all the effort. Faith makes things easy. It doesn't make things hard. Faith is a gift from God. We have the gift of faith, and God has given to you the measure of faith, and it's all about the understanding described in Proverbs, where it says, with all you're getting, everything you get, you need to get wisdom, and you need to understand what you're talking about. You need to understand faith and the power of faith. And again, the world is built on faith. God created the entire universe out of this element, this virtue, this authority, this power called faith. And the very same thing that He built all of creation, the entire universe, the earth, and everything that dwells there in, He's given it to you and I, and we have that. And what, I mean, it's so incredible. We'll trust our eternity on faith, and when you were born again, there's such a spirit of gratefulness and thankfulness. I remember when I was saved, I didn't feel any effort, I didn't feel any work. I felt a wonder. I didn't do anything except believe God, and God makes it easy. My wife said to me just the other day, she said, you know, she was talking about how easy faith is, and she says, like Adam and Eve, she said, all they just had to do one thing, just one thing. They just had to watch over what God gave them. You can say, yeah, well, that's the whole world, but it was one thing, and God gave them the faith and the favor to do it, but you can't outsource and try to do it some other way, and that's why the Word says it's not of works. And listen, when the Word says it's not of works, it's not only referencing our righteousness, our salvation, the righteousness of God in Christ, it's talking about everything. Remember, the Scriptures say, I'm going to read to you in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His own glory and excellence. I mean, God's saying, hey, listen, everything that you know about me and everything you've seen that and know that I've created, the faith that I used, by spoke those things that were not as though they were, by nothing that existed, I created everything. That faith dwells on the inside of you. And listen, what God really wants to give you through your faith is His heart. That's really what it's about. Last Wednesday, we talked about the mindset for a long time, for a lot of people, certainly not everyone, for a lot of people in receiving from God is, how much do I give in order to get back? And here's the thing. Here's where we fall into, you can fall into a hole or a ditch or a pit. You find yourself hard to get out of. That sets your mind up, instead of being transformed by the renewing of your mind, it sets your mind up and can set your mind on the wrong course. Now, beyond a doubt, give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. But give what? Give what? How? And give how? It's by our faith. Give what? Give your heart, give your life, give your mind, give your sense of awareness as to who God is, and give your heart to this thing, to this Scripture right here. By His divine power, He has given you everything. So what is it you lack? Everything that pertains to life, that covers it. In life, everything we need. Consider the lilies of the valleys, Jesus said. They don't toil, nor do they spin. Yet God, yet Solomon, all of His glory, wasn't arrayed like one of these. Two things come to mind. Number one, God's telling us there's a glory beyond what Solomon experienced that God wants to reveal. There's an ease that Solomon didn't experience that God wants to reveal. And when he says that, he says, but if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will He not much more clothe you. And then listen to what he says. Now think about this. He's talking about people that are looking for what's coming. Clothing, finances, food, whatever. He calls them, O you of little faith. And sometimes the mindset is, listen, if we're believing God for all these things, great is our faith. No, he right here said, you're anxious about what's coming to you, O you of little faith. Because what God is saying is, I've given you everything. I don't want you acting like you don't have it. Faith never shows you what you don't have. So if you're living by faith, you're not seeing all that you don't have. If you're looking through the lens of faith, you're seeing everything you do have. And if you see the abundance that God has given you, you know what that does? That makes you generous. But when you're exercising faith to try to get, it communicates the wrong message. And in reality, the scriptures don't teach us to do that. Every time it says given, it shall be given, we can automatically think about, if I give a car away, I'm going to get another car. And it isn't, listen, it isn't that if you don't give, say you give something away, you won't get it back. You give to the poor, you receive again what you gave. The point is it's not about trying to get back. It's the reality is faith opens your eyes. Great faith opens your eyes to what you do have. That's why the Canaanite woman said her eyes were opened. She laid her life down. She humbled herself. She gave herself. Faith doesn't teach you how to receive. Faith teaches you how to give. Because Jesus said, if you'll give your life to me, I'll give my heart to you. And when you have my heart, you're going to see that you don't lack anything. Great faith doesn't show you what you don't have. Faith shows you have everything. Faith opens your eyes to the abundance, and it makes you a generous giver in forgiveness. You're willing to give your heart, to give your love. You're not giving, saying, I'm going to give a compliment to an individual. I'm going to tell them how wonderful or beautiful I think they are. And I hope they say something back. And if they don't, what happens? You get offended. I told them how beautiful they were. They said thank you and walked away. They didn't tell me how great I looked. Were you fishing for something? Or were you giving by faith? Same thing before God. Here's this God, I'm giving it by faith. What are you giving me back? And the reality is God says, when you live by faith, look and see. See the lilies of the valley? They're not sweating, they're not working, they're standing there because the seed that created them gave itself. And what happened? Exceeding abundant and above. God will overload you, overwhelm you, as his word said, exceeding abundant and beyond all you know how to ask. Given it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give what? Give your heart. You give your heart, you're gonna bring your tithe, you're gonna bring your offering. You're gonna find every reason in the world to give, but not in a competitive way. I've given this much, now heaven overwhelm me and give me a whole lot more. The law. See, there's the power of faith isn't learning how to get. The power of faith is learning how to give. Because the law of faith is different than giving to get, an exchange. God's so beyond. Your need only goes so deep. But God's glory and God's increase goes far beyond what we could imagine that we even need. Faith doesn't show you what you need. Faith shows you what you have. And with that attitude, the pressure goes away. The other thing great faith does, and again, what is great faith? Great faith isn't using it to get. Great faith is using it to give. I give God my praise. I give God my heart. I give God my life, and God will bless me. You know, someone may be saying something to try and provoke you to give, but faith really provokes you to love. The word says that faith works through love. God so loved. God so loved. His response immediately is, I'm giving. The joy of faith is that you find how blessed you are, how increased you are, how abundant God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then what happens is you start building the foundation that God can build on from faith to faith. The joy is when, like giving someone a compliment, if you mean it from your heart, what you should be doing is you should be giving your love away. And you can't get your love back. Because if you do, you didn't give it away. It's like giving something and saying, I want to know where this goes. And, you know, I gave this to the church and I want to know exactly where this went. Listen, then you didn't give it. It's out for loan. And you want it back. We don't need God to give us back. what we gave, because he's given us far more than we could ever give. What we need is a heart to know how abundant we are, because faith doesn't teach you how to receive. Faith teaches you how to give, how to be a big giver, a joyous giver, a great giver, an excited giver. When you're as excited about giving as you used to be about receiving, you receive a lot more than you ever gave. And that's the Word of God. Because it's not using faith to give. The power of faith is really to give. It's not using faith to get. The power of faith is really to give. But when you give by the power of faith, there is a law that is exceedingly abundantly and beyond all you could imagine. It's called the law of faith. The Word references it in the most important aspect of our lives, our salvation. Well, if it encompasses our salvation, know this for sure. It encompasses your finances, your family, your home. You can say, you know, I love God and my family, and I'm the only believer. And I give love, and they just give me hate back. And see, your expectations, when your expectations are out of order, I'm going to give, so I'm going to get, you get disappointed, you get discouraged. And instead of your faith, what you think is your faith encouraging you, you end up discouraged because your expectations are askew. You're not hearing what the Word is saying. God so loved the world, what was His response? He gave faith that works by love. It is an expression of, I have the faith of the heart of God, so I don't lack anything. I have the fullness of God. Only a mind that is fully minded of God is fully filled with peace and joy. And that's why Jesus said, listen, don't think about this, don't think about that, how you're going to get this. Give because you're like God. Give because you can do it, because you're never going to run out. I've been young, the scriptures say. I've been old, I yet see the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. And here's where the transformation happens, and that's what it is. When we give because we're anointed to give, because we find our faith. My faith tells me that I don't lack anything. I'm lacking in nothing. That's what my faith communicates to me. So how generous can I be? I'm not lacking love. I'm not lacking appreciation. I'm not lacking respect. I'm not lacking honor. Because when I honor God, when I love God, what does He share with me? The Word says His excellence of glory, His exceeding excellence. He gives it His own glory, the Word says. He showers you. He lavishes upon us His love. The reality is, faith shows us what we're not missing, but religion shows you how much you need to get, how much out there is for you to get if you'll make that exchange with God. And it puts a weight on you. I need to do this so I can get blessed. No, I'm doing it because I see the vision of God's glory. I see the vision of God's blessing, His goodness, His abundance. When Solomon was worshiping God, he gave so much offering, he didn't even stop to count until after the fact. He just gave and gave and gave. And God gave him the power to build and to increase. As long as his mind was set, seek God, set your mind on God, worship God, and stay away from idolatry. Now, the Word teaches us one of the biggest idols is silver and gold. And listen, God will bless you with all the silver and all the gold and all the finances and all the resources that you need, and abundantly and above and beyond. It's not that you're not believing hard enough. It's that we're believing for the wrong thing. We're employing our faith to get instead of using our faith to give. Man, love someone, bless someone, and walk away. Here's your blessing. I did it without expecting, because I don't need anything. God's given me all things. That's the kind of faith that commands the law of faith. And the law of faith drives resources your way. The law of faith and faith to get are two totally different dynamics, two different worlds. Faith to get says, I don't have. Some people have been taught faith in such a way, they recognize more of what they're missing than seeing what God has given. The Word tells us that God's given us all things, everything that pertains to life and godliness. I mean, I get excited when I think about, my faith doesn't tell me you're missing this, but if you do this, you'll get that. My faith says you're not lacking anything, so you can be as generous as you want to be. You can bless and walk away. I love to say something to someone and walk away before. Isn't that great? Tell someone how blessed they are and walk away. Outrun the blessing. Outrun them saying it back to you. Give. You liberate yourself, because when you're doing that, your mind says, I'm lacking something. I'm missing something. I need that reinforcement back. I need that confidence. I need someone. I'm going to use this as a tool to get something. Instead of, I'm so blessed, I don't need anything. That's where the blessing reigns. That's why the word says, give and it shall be given. Give what? Well, it didn't necessarily say give your money. Or you saying, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the focus isn't about silver and gold. That can be an idol. The focus is, I want the heart of God. I want to see the abundance that God talked about. And I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this to get it. Because if I have to do it to get it, then I didn't have it. But what I want to do is, I want to be generous. I want to give out of my heart because I want my eyes open. I want to see. And it's my faith that opens my eyes. Remember, the word says we walk by faith, not by sight. Give and it shall be given. Not make an exchange, not barter, not loan. Give. You give your love to your family. You pray for your family. You love them. Will they reject God? Well, you keep loving. You keep giving. Why? Because you have an abundance of love. You're not going to run out of it. You don't need them to love you back or to love what you're saying. What you need them to see is the love that's in you. They need to see how generous the love of God is in you, how generous the peace of God is in you. And you get that from giving without expectation. But here's what happens. The moment you do, the law of faith engages. And you can't outrun the blessing of the Lord. That's where God pours out on you a blessing exceeding abundant and above. Why? Because it's here. He's opening your eyes. He's walking you into it. Sometimes the idea of faith, again, it's just that, it almost feels like that treacherous, grueling thing that we just have to walk through, and I can't see it and I can't feel it. No, faith opens your eyes. Faith opens the heart of your mind. Faith transforms your thoughts. Your eye will lie to you. I said this before. Your eyes will lie to you. But great faith, faith in God, will not. It tells you the truth. He's lavished on us His love. He's lavished on us His goodness. He's poured out on us His will and His wisdom and His word. You know, the secret of blessing, the secret to great faith is knowing you don't lack anything. That's really the reality. Yeah, but I'm not seeing. And you're listen to what you're saying. I'm not seeing. So now you're questioning your own faith, because maybe you've believed or been taught that give and you get. No, the blessing is I'm giving by faith. I'm giving a word of blessing. I just wanted to encourage someone. I didn't need it back. I didn't want someone to applaud me. I didn't. That's why the word says when you go to pray, go in your closet, hide yourself. Don't let anybody see you. God, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. That's the law of faith. Two components in faith. There's the works of faith, the effort of faith. I do because God said so, not I do because I need. That mind change, that's a transformation that brings peace to you, confidence to you. There's no contending. It's no longer a wait. The moment that I say, the moment that I act on faith, something just happened. Number one, it transformed my mind. It's opening my eyes. My heart is seeing far deeper than my eyes can see. Yeah, listen, our needs don't go deep enough in order to comprehend the blessing of the Lord. But when we believe, when we walk by faith, not by sight, then we're finding that measure exceeding, abundant, above all that we know to ask or think. And this is where the word says, through His excellency, He has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to His own glory, His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us this exceeding great and precious promises, so we might be partakers in the divine nature of God, or that His divine nature, having escaped all the corruption that is in the world because of the lust of the flesh. I mean, sometimes misunderstanding flesh literally makes you lustful over things. It makes gold and getting and silver, and I'm increasing, and I must be doing good because money's pouring into me. No, when your mind is not set on the things you need, but it's set on the God you serve, the God you love, the God that loves you, the resources are endless. God will shower you with blessing and favor. And the first blessing is that confidence, that heart of, I lack nothing. I mean, where you are today, be consoled. Paul said, I know what it is to be increased. I know what it is to lack. He said, but I found this treasure. Whatever state I am in, I make myself content. He wasn't saying, I just say it's a hardship, it's a hard time. He's saying, listen, right now I'm living by faith because I'm not seeing what the circumstances around me or the world around me may be telling me that I need, but I know I have it. I know it's there, and it's there in a dimension, a level, a way that I haven't seen it. And what's happening is God is strengthening the foundation of your heart. Remember when Jesus said, here's a parable for you regarding the kingdom. A man went and built his house on sand, and it fell through. Another man found the rock first. Your faith finds the rock before you build the house. So what comes to you, what God gives you, remains. We can't lack anything when you have Christ. He is the fullness of all things. Don't let competition tell you you're lacking anything. That's not belief. That's doubt and unbelief. Let the faith of God reign and rule, the Word teaches us, in your heart. And how is that so? I have the spirit of generosity. I have the spirit to bless someone without needing them to bless me. To love without wanting to get love back. To praise God without saying, okay, God, what are you going to do now? Your blessing is you have the heart and the mind to praise the Lord. You know that you have the confidence that Christ is with you. He's listening to you. If God is for you, what can you lack? What can be against you? Your faith never shows you what you're missing. Your faith opens up your eyes to the abundance God has given you. I call you blessed of the Lord. I call you increased of God. I call you favored of the Lord. I pray that the abundance of faith, that great faith would encompass and overwhelm your mind. That you will see how rich God has blessed you in the knowledge to call on His name. That you lack nothing. And what things soever you need, God is going to bless you with and increase you without you looking for it. That's why He said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, these things will fall into your lap. They will overwhelm you. Stop looking for what you don't have and thank God for what you do. See all that God has given you. See the increase of the Lord. Share love. Be a spirit of love. Be a word of prophecy to someone. And don't wait for the return. Just be thankful that you can give, that you can pour out. God said, out of your belly will flow rivers of life-giving water. If rivers of water is flowing out of you, you're never going to be thirsty. You're never thinking. And the other thing it does is it transforms your mind. It removes the spirit of generosity, the heart that just says, I'm disposed to generosity and giving. That's what faith is. You never are afraid that you're not going to have what you need. You'll stop fearing the future and you'll start embracing, this is the greatest season of my life. I like to say all the time, something great is going to happen today. And then I don't go out there and look and say, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? My declaration is something great is going to happen today. I'm breathing. I'm living. I'm glorifying God. But the most important thing is what I said, I did by faith. I did out of the spirit of generosity in me that said, it's a great day. I didn't lack anything. That's where the blessing is. And that's what gives you great faith. It changes your mind. You see life differently. You can say, this is a day the Lord has made. I am glad and I rejoice in it. You didn't get all that you want. Adam and Eve had everything that they could have imagined. And it wasn't enough until they realized, I have everything I could imagine and far more. Just because you see everything you want, you think you have everything you want. And it isn't that God won't give you, because He will. He certainly will. But you can have it all, and if your eyes aren't open to see what you have, it'll never be enough. But if your eyes are open first to see what you have, when the blessing of the Lord comes, you'll be thankful. It's just like not appreciating what you have until it's gone. And then once it's gone, I never realized how great I had it. Faith tells you how great you have it. Faith tells you how blessed you are. Your attitude, your heart, your mind, you're more loving, you're more kind, you're more at peace. Your body will respond. Your body is stronger, healthier, happier. You see what to do, where to go, where to invest your time, your wealth, your efforts, your penny, your dime, your dollar. You never have too little. You always have more than enough. The attitude, the nature of faith is I don't lack anything. So how generous can I be? I'm blessed of the Lord. And when you see that, that's a foundation. God can build a great house. And we are that house. You are that temple of the Holy Spirit. God has blessed you. God has increased you. God has given you everything you need. Use your heart. Use your faith to bless the Lord. Give God praise. Give Him praise. Be thankful. Be joyful to the Lord. And watch how easy it is for you to honor the Lord with your love, your forgiveness, your a blessing, a word of prophecy, a word of increase, a word of encouragement, your tithe, your offering, anything, everything you do. You'll find the power. And then the law of faith will drive everything. I've said it like this. Faith is the power to be generous. Faith gives you the power to give. So the law of faith is engaged, and the law of faith brings. God will never leave you alone. He'll never leave you with too little. He blesses you. He increases you. It's all around you. He's given it to you. So next time you give, think, God, I'm giving. Whether it's a word of encouragement, you said something to someone, they didn't seem receptive. Thank God. God, you know what I got to do? I got to do it. I didn't get anything back. I didn't get anything in return that I could see. Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those that don't see and yet believe me. That's the blessing that overwhelms you. And then everything you need, all the increase, all the blessing comes without the sweat, without the effort, without the battle. Faith is holy. It's God's faith, and it dwells in you. And this is the greatest season of your life. Be blessed. Know you're blessed. Know that faith is the power to give. And then the law of faith brings. And God will bring you everything you need because you have everything there is. He'll open your eyes to see. This is the greatest season of your life. God bless you. Your support always means a great deal. We thank you for your faithful support. We thank you for your viewership. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you that you watch. We thank you that you amen us. You thank God, praise the Lord. I don't see any of that while I'm ministering, and I'm glad. But when I see the people that have been touched and the comments and the encouragement, it makes me feel like, God, when I was blind and couldn't see what was going on, you were doing a work. Do the same thing. See by faith. Have the heart of God. If you live in the spirit of giving, you won't want for anything. Because God's heart is full, and if it's fully in you, you have all the fullness of all things. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.